Yeah, one of the great ambassadors, I suppose, not only for the GAA and the county, but also for the county itself. You know, Frank, another gentleman, both on and off the field, and he'll be sorely missed by Donegal. But to be fair to him, he's given a huge service. He's given a great commitment over the years, and you know, I suppose it comes a player's lifetime to walk away, and probably Frank sees that now as the right time for him, and he can't be faulted for his service over the years, you know.
He was somebody that very much is going out at a high level. In many ways, the crowning moment of his career would have been winning an All-Ireland and being crowned an All-Star as well.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Frank was, I suppose any of us that do are fortunate enough to get to Croke Park on All-Ireland final day. I suppose many of us I suppose that's the description we go under for the rest of our careers. But Frank was a lot more than that. I mean, Frank was a huge servant. Maybe on many days when there was a low ebb in Donegal football before Jim McGuinness came in, when things weren't going well, Frank was still the same performer, still giving the huge commitment as he always had. And always a great clubman for his club, Glenfinnan. You know, there was very rarely games that if Frank wasn't available, maybe because of his participation with the county, Frank was on the sideline along with his clubmates. And, you know, that was the one thing about Frank. You know, you kind of knew he wouldn't be far away. And he was always itching to play, even maybe when he wasn't supposed to be playing. Great lad, like both on and off the field, you know. And it's, you know, I suppose it's fitting that he goes out on top because he was always a top performer, John, you know.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And even recently, he was still very much a pivotal part of the team and would have played in that All-Ireland quarter-final against Kerry when he came off the bench. That was his last game. But right up until the end of his playing career, he was somebody that was hugely effective in the role that Declan Bonner used him in.
Yeah, I know last year Declan was very keen to keep him on last year. And I have no doubt if Frank had said he would play another year, Declan would have left the door wide open for him. His experience and his attitude and, you know, the respect that he would have from all his fellow players, I've no doubt the young lads that would come into the squad, they would look up to the likes of him and Neil McGee and Leo McLoon and Michael Murphy, and they would learn a great deal from them in a very short length of time, because they rose Donegal from, I suppose, you know, a hard time in the GAA's career. I suppose within the last 20 years, things hadn't been going that well. But it was the likes of Frank that came along, gave huge commitment. And I think that can't underestimated, you know, what kind of level of commitment these lads give from maybe training once, twice a day, giving up a lot. I know Frank had a young family. I think he's three kids, and he's a busy job teaching. So, you know, it's a huge commitment. It's a lot to give just, you know, to play for your county. I mean, there's no financial reward at the end of it. So, you know, it's very hard to put in words that sort of commitment, that sort of effort, that sort of respect that others from within the game would have for him.